This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and I have three announcements before we dive in. First, the last week in AWS charity t-shirt fundraiser closes tonight. Get yours now before they're gone forever at lastweekinaws.com/charityshirt. All proceeds benefit 826 National. You absolutely know you want to have AWS Marketing do a copy of the newsletter and probably this podcast if we hit our goal, so do your part. Help a good cause. Number two, ReQuinvent draws ever closer. If you want to get your message to roughly 100,000 people, consider sponsoring My Ridiculous Nonsense, ReQuinvent.com. It's like AWS reInvent, only, you know, good. And lastly, by the time you're listening to this, I will be gone on my first vacation in 2 years. Please try not to burn down the internet while I'm out this week. Now, let's see what happened last week in AWS, but beforehand, let's have a moment on the lighter side. I tweeted last month about a time that I installed the Cloud2Butt browser extension. It wound up rewriting an email that I was replying to in Outlook Web Access and freaked out a manager because suddenly it looked like they were talking about their butt instead of the cloud. I immediately fessed up and uninstalled the extension, and the whole Twitter thread's point was not to use this for precisely this reason. That advice went unheeded last week, and I am apparently indirectly responsible for what happened next. AWS briefly had a job posting for their Aurora team that opened with the glorious phrasing, "Are you interested in building hyperscale database services in my butt? Do you want to revolutionize the way people manage vast volumes of data in my butt?" And then it closed with, "Come, join us in reinventing database systems for my butt." Look, this is hilarious. It was a mistake, but a harmless one. People are talking more about this job posting than any Amazon employment initiative in recent memory that didn't involve peeing into a bottle. If AWS weren't so uptight about corporate messaging, this could be turned into something hilarious. We're all human. Mistakes happen, and this one was pretty harmless. You can take things seriously, but still have a sense of humor in the world of butt computing. Now let's see what happened last week in AWS. Amazon EC2 autoscaling now supports describing autoscaling groups using tags, as opposed to the way that most engineers describe autoscaling groups, badly and gesticulating with their hands. Amazon ECS Anywhere now supports GPU-based workloads. So before this feature, a better name would have been Amazon ECS Almost Anywhere. Amazon Fraud Detector launches new ML model for online transaction fraud detection. Amazon Fraud Detector launches new online transaction model for online ML detection also works equally well. Amazon MemoryDB for Redis is now available in 11 additional AWS regions. That's right, a badly conceived service with crappy implementation that shouldn't exist in the first place is now available in a bunch more places. Amazon QuickSight doubles Spice capacity limit to 500 million row. Yes, row, singular. The spice must flow faster and more expensively. Amazon SageMaker Projects now supports image-building CI/CD templates. That's right. Time to re-implement everything from the rest of the ecosystem within SageMaker so someone can get promoted. AWS console, mobile application, add support for Amazon Elastic Container Service. I'm just waiting for sign-in with Apple support. It's got to be better than anything AWS offers today for identity management. AWS Outposts adds new CloudWatch dimension for capacity monitoring. From the publisher of What Color Is Your Parachute? And Who Moved My Cheese? Comes the new hit business book, How Full Is My AWS Outpost? AWS announces a price reduction of up to 56% for Amazon Fraud Detector machine learning fraud predictions. This, they of course had to do this because until they did, Amazon Fraud Detector kept detecting itself and wouldn't proceed further. New foundational technical review process for partner-hosted solutions. This is a new process by which AWS reviews partner offerings to determine how they can best build a competing service with a bad name. Introducing the new AWS well-architected machine learning lens. The different lenses for the well-architected tool adjust the way that different criteria are evaluated. For the machine learning lens, the cost pillar of the well-architected framework is reduced to simply LOL. How Amazon Transportation Service enabled near real-time event analytics at petabyte scale using AWS Glue with Apache Huddle. Yeah, whatever. I hadn't heard of the Amazon Transportation Service before, and I wondered how I could take a trip on it. It turns out that it handles shipments, so the answer has to be stuff myself into a cardboard box and get myself shipped. The way I do that, of course, is to take a job at Amazon and become subject to their employee travel policy. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Optimize performance and reduce costs for network analytics with VPC flow logs in Apache Parquet format. This is a big win since it's basically the only way you can figure out just what the hell it is that's passing through your managed NAT gateways. Seriously, consider using these. It's great. Avoiding recursive invocation with Amazon S3 and AWS Lambda. There are one or two corner cases where the Lambda invokes itself pattern is desirable and many thousands in which it isn't. So rather than making it something customers need to affirmatively enable, here's a bunch of architectural work you should do to avoid that situation instead. Build an AI-powered agent for Amazon Connect using AWS QNA Bot. And I am not the only person who misread that as AWS QAnon bot. This may be the worst AWS naming of 2021. How to build your containers for ARM and save with Graviton and Spot instances on Amazon ECS. This post is so sarcastically long that it's like it's designed to elicit the reaction, "Oh, screw that." I presume it's sponsored by Intel. My personal favorite part is that it spells ARM in all caps, as opposed to how ARM asked to be spelled, showing that Amazon really only cares about its own brand requirements and not a fig for anyone else's. How we halved the publish size of modular AWS SDK for JavaScript clients. And holy crap, there's an actual joke image in this blog post, contrasting the relative weights of the sun, a neutron star, a black hole, and the node underscore modules subdirectory. Someone is almost certainly getting pipped for this, as having a sense of humor is apparently not an Amazonian leadership principle. That said, I adore it, and I wish we saw more of it. Third-party cookies are going away. What should retailers do about it? This is a serious problem for Amazon as they increasingly pivot to shoving ads into your face at every opportunity. secure content using CloudFront functions. Dynamically run code on every HTTP request is somehow not a punchline, but a real thing that AWS advises for securing static content. And finally, control developer account costs with AWS CloudFormation and AWS budgets. Sometimes I worry that AWS might fix their billing problems and put me in a situation of having to find something else to do. And then I read blog posts like this one, and I fret instead that they never will. That's what happened last week in AWS. I pre-recorded a whole week of content for you. Enjoy it. I'm gone.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.